Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Monday, right before the Great White Death, part three, four, whatever it happens to be. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. If you want to get a hold of the program, you can do so. It's easy. Follow us on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can also follow Joe @RadioJoeSports. You can track us down over on the Facebook fan page, simply facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. That's the Bill Michaels Show. We are in the midst of a winter storm warning. You know what? I feel for the people up north. Apparently, they got anywhere from 7 to 10, 12, 13 inches this past week, and then getting a lot more coming again. So the snow train keeps on a rolling. But that's okay, because we're kind of in that down period right now. You got some Milwaukee Bucks basketball, which I want to get into. You've also got Badger basketball, Marquette basketball. Everything's quiet right now, other than the fact that Cole Madison looks as if he's not coming back to the Green Bay Packers anytime soon. So we'll get into that discussion. He was their offensive lineman draft choice from last year, remember, who was at the OTAs and such, and then when it came to training camp, didn't show up and had some issues, more mental health issues than anything, after the passing of a self-inflicted suicide, so to speak, for his quarterback going back. Washington or Washington State, Joe? Which did he play for? Do you know off the top of your head? Washington State? That's what I thought. Okay, Washington State. So he's not coming back. And then you've got the golf over the weekend. Phil Mickelson mad because he was on a roll, and he's got to come back today and play the last few holes of the Pebble Beach because he's got a 3-shot lead. And Phil was looking left. He was looking pretty good. And they slowed his roll, so to speak. He's not happy about it, but I still think he's going to walk away with a victory. And then, in addition to that, you had the new football league, the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, kicked off over the weekend. And it validated a lot of things and some of the stuff you have to take with a grain of salt, because it's a novelty. We'll see how the ratings hold throughout the rest of the season. And it's a short season, 3 months. But nevertheless, the AAF had almost 3 million viewers, whereas the premier game for the NBA between the Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder had 2.54 to be exact, million viewers. And there are a couple of things to take away from that. Yes, we are a football fanatic society. Yes, we love the novelty of what might be. So I think a lot of people tuned in to see what it was all about. So there was the curiosity factor. The other thing is, you're in the midst of, just before the NBA All-Star game, you know, you're in the midst of, some people want to blow it off as, well, it was Saturday night. Well, still, people on Saturday night had a choice. They had a choice as to what to do, whether I watch the NBA, something else, or watch the AAF. They chose, the majority of people that were watching television on Saturday night chose to watch football instead. And I think there is a void there. I think there is something that can be filled just for the novelty of it. And if you're sitting in a bar or your favorite haunt, wherever it happens to be, if you're out and about, there are bars and restaurants that are turning it on. It's sports. It's action. It's football. And it's normal to be watching football on a Saturday night, whether it's college football or pro football, as it winds down towards the Super Bowl. So it outdrew the NBA. Now, the one thing that I'd be concerned about, because the NBA does a fantastic job with social media, they are ahead of the game when it comes to getting their name out there and getting the word out there. But there is something to be said for you know, NBA basketball, that it still lags, even though they have done everything masterfully, it still lags in popularity to football. But when you get beat, a regular season game in a matchup of marquee stars gets beat by a fledgling league that is starting, maybe I'd be a little bit concerned more if I'm the NBA, that Westbrook and Harden and two guys that are looked at as good players, those two teams aren't really expected to go into the postseason and get a victory, unless, of course, mass injury happens at the Golden State Warriors. What does it say about your product? You know, so that's something to maybe think about. But beyond that, it was a good weekend. Badgers did not get the job done. Marquette, kudos to Marquette, knocking off Villanova, a close one down at the Fiserv Forum. And they held on to get the victory, and they continue. They were, I think, a three seed or something like that, if I heard correctly, going into the weekend before the game, being a projected tournament team. And you would assume maybe, just maybe, they're either a really solid three seed or have moved up a notch, if you will. But, you know, never counting out the importance of a big win in the Big East. The Big East is not as strong as it's been in the past, but still, when you can say that you're one of the top dogs in the Big East, there's some street cred that goes with that. Then you had racing over the weekend. NASCAR is back, and the Xfinity racers are back, and you've got the pole race for the pole and all the shootouts going on. So that is back. So for a weekend that really wasn't, as far as being a action-packed sports weekend, it really was. You're saying there's nothing going on right now. You're not looking hard enough, obviously. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. That is on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mil Hockey Talk line if you want to find us over there. And then I did catch some hockey over the weekend. I was down at the Admirals game. Boy, the Admirals, boy, they got smoked by Wilkes-Barre over on Friday night. I didn't see what they did on Saturday, but on Friday night, They had a game, which by the way, we had, for those that were there, fantastic post-game concert. Sticks, I know that people say, well, they're old, they've been rocking for a long time, and they look old. I agree with you. But they still play the music extremely well. We had a great time. A lot of people down there. It wasn't sold out, but the empty seats were few and far between. They were scattered all over the place, more in the upper deck than in the lower deck. But it was a great time. We had a lot of fun. So that's kind of the weekend roundup. What did I take away from things? I took away from the fact that the Bucks got a nice win on Friday and came back and threw the craptastic performance at you on Saturday. And then there's two side stories to that game. One is Giannis did not play, and I want to get into that. And the second is when Giannis did not play and you're looking for somebody to step up, again, we're talking about Chris Middleton. And about the fact that he just doesn't grab that limelight. And right or wrong, it's been something that's been up and down all season long. And it brings into question, how much then are you willing to pay this guy to keep the band together? You know, I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I think we can all agree I'm not paying max money for Chris Middleton. How much you're going to pay for him and how badly you want him and how much that's going to mean inside that locker room, well, what kind of price can you put on that? But I am not paying max money for Chris Middleton. He just doesn't step up at times consistently when you need him the most. So now you wait and see. See what they're going to offer him in the offseason. But I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't bring myself to pay that kind of money for a guy that isn't going to – now, unless he just – and again, we keep saying this. Well, what if he turns it around and plays really well in the postseason? Well, okay, you know, I guess there's something to be said for that, but come on, man. Right now, he's not getting it done consistently in the regular season. That'd be like saying you're going to pay Thon Maker a ton of money because he had a good postseason a couple years back, and he doesn't give you much in the regular season. No, that ain't happening. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648 in the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mil Hockey Talk line. Let's go to Brian listening to us in Shorewood. Brian, how you doing today, man? What's up?
What's up? Good morning. Good show as always.
Thank you.
There's twofold things that you can take from that Bucks game. One is that they didn't seem like they had any structure in that game. When Giannis was out, it looked like everybody was trying to make a name for themselves. And Chris Middleton, by no way, is a max player. I saw terrible turnovers with him. He looked like he just had no organization. I mean, the game was just frustrating. one of them games you knew where the Bucks were never going to win that game. DJ Wilson, Sterling Brown were just jacking up shots from everywhere. No possessions that looked like they amounted to anything. Everybody was just jacking up. And Chris Middleton, if John Horst is listening, if you pay Chris Middleton max money, you're going to cripple that franchise. What they learned or should have learned from this game Saturday is the Bucks have Giannis and a bunch of fillers, and it's kind of like a donut. The fillers don't mean anything. It depends on the kind of donut you're going to get. They just, I mean, they had, there's marginal talent. They're nice fillers and nice role players, but there's not that one guy. And this is going to come true, and you know as well as I do, in the seven-game series, defenses tighten up, and they're going to play different kinds of defenses on Giannis. And if he can't score or they limit his scoring, they're in big trouble. I just can't see that game really, and if you read deep into it, really, really meant a lot. That there was nobody that really could create their own shot. Brogdon looked out of control. Chris Middleton, I saw several turnovers of Chris Middleton. Sterling Brown, the same thing. And when you come into a seven-game series and the lineup tight, and there only might be playing maybe eight or nine guys or seven unless there's foul trouble, Chris Middleton is nowhere near him. It's going to remind me of the Michael Redd deal that it crippled the Bucks, you know, 15 years.
Absolutely. That's the one contract that I go back to and I look at and I think, well, you had to sign Michael Redd in a market in which there weren't a whole lot of shooters, and he was a pretty good shooter at the time. But the money you paid him, you would have almost been better just to let him walk. You would have been better to let him walk, in my opinion. And that's kind of what they're approaching right now. Now, this market is going to have some decent free agents. Whether or not you're going to have a good shooter, we'll have to wait and see. But you have to value, appreciate the phone call, you have to value how much Chris Middleton's presence is needed to keep cohesiveness in that group together in that locker room to keep Giannis happy, because that's kind of what it comes down to, even though I don't totally agree with that, because everybody thought when they let Jason Kidd go that Giannis was going to be upset and he was going to run, and he's only excelled and played even better, and he's on his way to an MVP type of season. So it all depends on what your next move is. If you decide to let Chris Middleton go, your next move had better be a solid one, because you can't regress. Marty, Dan, and a cast of thousands, stay tuned. I want to let you know, by the way, your taste buds, they're in luck. Lil Reuben is back at Cousin Subs. Try the classic sub, grilled to order just for you. Stacked corned beef, mile high. Wisconsin Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, topped with a Thousand Island dressing, and it's served on the rye bread. Oh, so good. A tasty combination, sure to make your taste buds dance. And you can get some fries, you can get some chips, or the Radio Joe cheese curds. Order the Reuben online for a limited time only at Cousin Subs, or go to CousinSubs.com. Download their app. Delivery is now available, by the way, which is the best thing to happen to Cousin Subs at select locations. Cousin Subs, believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
We continue on. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Get a hold of us. Call the show, 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag MilHockeyTalkLine. On Twitter, at Bill underscore Michaels, at Bill underscore Michaels. At Radio Joe Sports on Facebook, facebook.com. There's the Bill Michaels Show. Also, you can find us at radio.com app. There's radio.com or radio.com sports, or what is that now, Joe? Do you know that we've got another app out that's now going wild, I guess? I don't know what all that is. We got apps everywhere now. So now you can go to radio.com and get all of our stations as our giant company continues to grow. And in addition to that, it's radio.com sports or something like that. We've got another app out. So if you just want to be sports oriented and just listen to sports all over the country and including this particular program, you can do that too. So, a lot of stuff. A lot of ways to get the program. Keep it right there in your pocket. 855-830-8648. By the way, the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk some Brewers baseball. Tim Allen, host of the Hot Stove Weekly on 105.7 FM, The Fan of Milwaukee. Also, the Milwaukee Baseball Postgame Show, that will be starting back up here in a few months, and can't wait for that. Tim Allen smells like fresh cut grass. We'll talk with him coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Steve Novak a little bit later on in the program. Talk some Bucks basketball. We'll talk some Packers football in the last hour of the program with Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst. By the way, the news, really the only news coming from Packers camp is the fact that the Washington State lineman, Cole Madison, who was drafted by the Green Bay Packers, looked extremely promising, came in for the OTAs, minicamp, and then just never came back after he was kind of, as the article puts it, written by Michael Cohen, shrouded in mystery, and now a return to football seems uncertain. They learned that Madison's absence is linked to emotional distress brought on by the suicide of a close friend and former teammate. And four sources say that Madison has been deeply affected by the tragic death of the Washington State quarterback, Tyler Helinski, who took his own life on January 16th of last year, 2 weeks after playing in the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. So, you kind of ask yourself, I mean, look, mental health is a tragic, tragic situation when things go awry, specifically in this particular case for two young men, not just one. But on the other hand, on the business side of things, which I hate to crash business into reality in life, but the Packers drafted this guy, and he was drafted after Tyler Helinski had passed, and the effect began on Cole Madison. In essence, you drafted a guy that didn't handle that well. You know, in the grand scheme of things, that's a miss. You hate to say it that way, and hopefully that Cole Madison, you know, garners himself, and whether he ever plays football again, he becomes a productive member of society and to himself and his family and friends. But, you know, the Packers missed on that, and that's just another area in which you're looking at an offensive line depth, and it goes by the wayside. So, 855-830-8648. Let's get back to the phone calls. Talk to Marty listening to us in Sussex. Marty, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey. Hey, how you doing, Bill? All right.
I'm doing well. What's up?
Hey, I don't know. I don't hear you talking about any big controversy about that race this weekend, you know, with Jimmy Johnson taking the guy out, the leader out, and then all of a sudden the rains came, and guess what? Jimmy Johnson wins the race.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that crash, too. How many cars were involved in it, like 10 or 15 cars in that big crash over the weekend?
Yeah, there's only like 20 in it to begin with. So.
Right. I mean, it took out a lot of the field. I mean, there was guys and smoke and parts and fires and stuff. There was stuff everywhere. Now, granted, I didn't watch it to beginning to end. I saw a lot of the highlights, but there was a massive crash.
Mr. Menard better grab his boy by the scruff of the neck and say, look, boy, you can't be coming down like that on guys.
Yeah. Yep. This is going to be one of those years where a lot of the young guns, I know they're going to be, you know, targeting Jimmy Johnson because he's just been there, done that for so long. And yep. He's always, now that all the guys you want to hate are gone, you know, except for a couple.
Jeff Gordon retired.
Yeah. I mean, most of the guys that you really hated or rooted for, they're gone. Now you got a bunch of young guns that are going to be aiming for the old dudes. And Jimmy Johnson, believe it or not, is one of the old dudes.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yep. No doubt.
I remember when I met him in his rookie year, I walked right into Hendrick Motorsports and just walked right up on him.
Yeah. You can't do that anymore, can you?
No, never.
Yep. You can't do that anymore, no doubt. Appreciate it, man. Talk to you, Marty. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. We ought to get the Polish pipe bomb on the line when we talk NASCAR because he follows that, him and Steve Zocchi of the Final Inspection Show out of Milwaukee. Those guys follow it, and every now and then I'll catch that, you know? I'll catch that. It's just one of those, you know, because they know it. They got it going on. If you want to catch up on some racing, and there is good racing that comes to the state of Wisconsin. There's great racing in the state of Wisconsin. You look at La Crosse and Madison. Obviously, in our backyard, we got Slinger Super Speedway. The fastest, it's like racing in a salad bowl, which is awesome. So we got a lot of good racing all throughout the state of Wisconsin. 855-830-8648. This one's from Billy. Billy writes, big weekend, took my kid down to the Fiserv Forum, and no Giannis, what gives? He goes on from it. This is something I wanted to talk about, and I think it's fair. If you're a fan, and your first visit to the Fiserv Forum this past weekend went by the wayside without getting to see Giannis, I understand it. Okay, I understand that you can be disappointed. Disappointed is a better word. Disappointed. The thought that they owe it to you, that that's what you paid for, is erroneous. You did not pay for Giannis. You paid to see a basketball game between two teams, and that's exactly what you saw. People tend to get proprietary when you talk about you spent your money on this particular ticket. I paid to see this team. No, you did not. It doesn't say the Aaron Rodgers led Packers versus another player. It says the Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears. That's what it says. Now, the outcome was disappointing. You know, when they got out early, I thought, okay, this team's even going to win without Giannis. But the outcome was disappointing. But how old is Giannis, Joe? 23, 24 years old? 24? He's a 24-year-old man with knee soreness. Think about that for a minute now. He's 24 years old. He's already got bad knees. They're not bad in the sense that he can't run, but he's got knee soreness. He's a big cat. Takes a lot of pounding. So in 10 years, how's he going to be? If you have to sit him after a back-to-back, and look, Giannis is one of those guys, for those that don't know, he's a guy that if you have a bad game, and you heard Pat Connaughton talk about it last week during the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. They have a bad game. They don't play well. They don't win by the same margin they thought they should have. They're missing shots. They're not playing great defense. Pretty much Giannis is the guy that says, all right, let's go. And they'll take him across the street over to the workout facility, and they'll go practice after a game. They'll work out after a game to get better, to kind of take the knowledge that they have that's fresh in their mind at that particular time, and they'll say, okay, let's go. We got a little work to do. We got some things we got to take care of, okay? So do you think that Giannis wants to sit out? Do you think that he's like, nah, not tonight? If Giannis says, I'm sore, I just think a night of rest would be good, or I'm sore, but I'll still play, I think it's in the best interest of the team. The argument for years was whether or not Popovich was going to sit people. And I've always said, your responsibility as a head coach is to put the best team on the floor and put yourself in the best position to win in the postseason. So if that night Giannis just doesn't have it and the knees are really bothering him, I'm sorry. I understand disappointment, but anger and the right or the thought that you have priority to see Giannis only, that no, it doesn't. It doesn't happen that way. That's not what you're paying to see. And I know people don't want to hear it, and they're probably mad at me for that. But I would rather see Giannis playing extremely well in the postseason and have fresher legs than play him because you and your son or your daughter or your family or a couple of friends paid to see him on a night in which he really wasn't feeling good and those knees were giving him problems. When he could have just taken it easy, not taken the pounding, came out in the suit, went and iced some things down after the fact, gets a couple of extra days rest, keep the swelling down, whatever's going on in there, and just able to say, okay, he's got fresh legs under him now. Now, the argument to be made is, if you're really hurting, and then you're going to go play an all-star game, got an issue with that, I agree, but Giannis isn't going to miss that. My assumption is that Giannis went to the trainers, and the trainers said, look, the knees are a little bit swollen. They've been taking a lot of pounding. They've been playing a lot of minutes. Probably be best after a back-to-back and a plane flight just to go ahead. Because for those who don't know, anytime you have any kind of swelling or inflammation, it gets worse on a plane. And they probably just decided to say, let's just sit him tonight. The knees look a little swollen. Let's just sit him. And I don't have a problem with it. For those that do, I'm sorry. Maybe you're not understanding the game or what it is you're buying. But for people to be screaming about this and tweeting about it and F the Bucks and all that kind of stuff, you are unbelievably naive and selfish. It just doesn't happen that way. Agree or disagree? 855-830-8648. When we come back, we can get into that discussion a little bit later, but we're also going to talk with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, host of Hot Stove Weekly on our flagship station out in Milwaukee, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's talk about the boys of summer a little bit, shall we? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll be right back.
Bill Michaels Show. We are up. We're moving around on a Monday. How are we looking? Good stuff. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Sign up right now for the Quick Reward Card. New members get 10 cents off per gallon of fuel on their first fill up in 30 gallons up to right there. Not bad. Pick up a free Quick Rewards card at any Quick Trip or download the free Quick Trip Rewards app. Go to Quick Rewards, Quick Rewards, say that fast, on your smartphone or mobile device. And go ahead and download it today only, by the way. $1 Karuba Gold, any size coffee right there. Today only, $1 Karuba Golds. Any size. That is all from our friends at Quick Trip. By the way, Quick Trip, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com as well. Pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow. There is an anticipation that's palpable. The new scenery down in Maryvale. Can't wait to get down there and check out the new complex. Many things coming up roses right now for the Milwaukee Brewers. Talking to us is Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show and Hot Stove Weekly. Tim, how you doing, buddy?
What's happening, Bill? Been a while.
It is exciting. I'm listening to a lot of look, Cincinnati doesn't have a great starting rotation. Pittsburgh's still trying to figure out what the hell they're doing. I still think the Cardinals are old. I don't think they're as good as everybody thinks they were going into the end of the last season. And the Cubs have one piece of turmoil after another. They've got a manager on a lame duck contract. They've had some issues with Addison Russell. Obviously, Joe Ricketts being racist. A lot of things in a negative connotation surrounding the Cubs, not to mention they're relying on Hugh Darvish, who really hasn't looked good in a long time. This is the Brewers to take and hang on to should they choose to do so.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to be right in the thick of it. You would assume. I mean, Travis Shaw had some comments the other day that said, we're going to beat each other up a little bit here in the National League Central, and then, hopefully they come out on top. But it's interesting that, you break that down, that Central Division down, Bill, as you said, there are some positives to point to for the Brewers. And I think it really comes down to this, is the foundation is coming back. Now, there's going to be a couple of slight changes, as we know. Bobby Wall and that bullpen, and we don't know where Tomlin's going to shake out here, but the addition of Ben Gamel, and it only makes this team better. I firmly believe they're a better team than they were last year, despite Wade Miley exiting. I think they're better, at least even keel. So that being said, they won 96 games last year with the extra game. Even if they falter a little bit, and sometimes you can be a better team and not win as many games. So say they falter to 90-91 games, that's still a very good baseball team, and that could be good enough to win this division.
Now this is something you and I have not talked about, and I think it's a big deal, and I think it's bigger than what a lot of people are giving it credit for, because you're looking at the names on the backs of the jerseys on the field. But I think Derek Johnson leaving, and I think losing Lee Tunnell, I'm sitting here holding my breath, because Lee Tunnell had created such a culture and such a mood in that bullpen and such a camaraderie in that bullpen. Guys were stunned when he left, when he was not retained. Derek Johnson leaving, he made some more money going off to Cincinnati, but I still think there's some more there. I wonder how much the two of those exiting at the same time is going to mean or deter or help this team. Give me your thoughts.
Hearing a lot of different angles on that, Bill, as I know you have too. And I've heard everything from a somewhat divisive situation,
yep,
to a money situation, to advancement opportunities. I've heard it all. And I honestly, I don't know what to believe. And no knock on, the folks that I talk to, because some are inside and some were outside, and we're hearing all about that. I agree with you that is something to keep your eye on. It is. We gave a lot of credit to Derek Johnson, and rightly so. He had these guys doing what they were doing. Now, to bring in Chris Hook is an opportunity for a guy that's worked with the younger guys, the Woodruff and the Burns and Peralta. So if there's any silver lining in this thing, it might be the fact that, he has worked with these guys. He may be able to detect flying open a little bit quicker than say someone that's not used to these guys. So if you want to look at the positive, he's worked with some of the younger guys. The negative would be, wait a second here. These guys were overachieving under Derek Johnson. So, I mean, it is something to keep an eye on for sure.
If this takes a step back, we're going to look directly at that and go, there was some there that
could be.
This became, you know, look, I'm not going to air all the dirty laundry that I heard, but this became where numbers being dictated from the top were overshadowing thoughts, gut feelings, and eyeballing from the coaching staff.
It could be. It could be a philosophical difference in how the pitching staff was handled.
That's a great term to put it in. Usually when people part ways, we say, well, it's a philosophical difference. In other words, I want to do one thing one way and nobody's listening to me, and management wants to do it another.
Well, and an example of that in Major League Baseball is what Bumgarner just came out and said. I mean, he texted his boss, his manager, that said, you know, you put me at as an opener in a baseball game, I'm walking out the door. And so there are philosophical differences in how the pitching staffs are handled. And I'm sure you'll get to it, and I know I will. And I wanted to ask Craig Counsell, among others, whether or not the philosophy of what you did last year handling the pitching staff, the starters slash bullpen, out-getters, if you will, was that based on the personnel you had, or was that based on large part to the philosophy that you had? And we may see that, you know, they may give the ball to a guy like Corbin Burnes and not worry about it, not you know, eyeball the bullpen after 4 2/3. They may say, hey, this dude's good enough, we'll go as far as he goes, and then we'll make our moves. It's going to be interesting. My guess is they're going to continue to do what they did last year, and that is get those valuable outs. You're trying to get 27 outs to win a baseball game, and Counts and his philosophy was, we don't care. We'll go to a guy in the third, same as we'll go to a guy in the seventh, and we saw in the postseason, we'll go to a guy after one out in the first if we have to.
The other thing I wanted to ask you specifically about is the starting rotation. When we talk about openers, okay, we're now changing the terminology of baseball because of the Milwaukee Brewers. The openers, I'm surprised they haven't made another move of some type. I know there's a lot of discussion. You talked about Bumgarner. I know there's a lot of talk about it. But is it surprising that they have not done anything else? Not to say it's a bad thing, because sometimes the best moves are the ones that are never made. But are you a little bit surprised nothing else has happened?
Not really. I will be come opening day, March 28th, if they don't. Now, again, they grabbed a veteran, Tomlin, and we'll see how that shakes. Is that this year's version of Wade Miley? We're going to find out. But I don't think they're done. I don't think they're quite done yet. I wouldn't look for a splashy move, but I'm not discounting that either. There's still, 70-plus free agents out there. And we started this last year, and it's the waiting game. It is, and the landscape of free agency and signing players is definitely changing, and it's not done changing yet, Bill. There's going to be some issues come collective bargaining, and that is going to be interesting.
I wanted to also ask you, the fact that Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are still unsigned, does it bother you?
Not at all. I mean, that's a huge investment. I mean, this money is guaranteed. These teams pony out that kind of cash. As we know with Ryan Braun, you get the money. It doesn't matter how you do, what happens, injuries or trade releases, whatever. You get that money. That's a huge, a couple of $100 million. It's okay. I don't have a huge problem with it, just because that entails a high-end negotiation process, man. I couldn't imagine. I mean, is Milwaukee ever going to get into a bidding war upwards of $180 to $240 million?
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
I agree
not in the next, say, I don't know, half decade or so. I don't think they even approach something like that.
Let's just cross our fingers. Hopefully they stay out of the National League, stay out of the Central.
Well, also, let's do this. Let's hope that when it's time for Christian Yelich and his contract, that the Brewers are able to kind of solidify that deal before this thing becomes this type of offseason where you've got all this money being thrown around and a guy just kind of waiting out there and you'd love to have him back. But I agree with you. I think baseball general managers and sabermetrics and war has wised up to the fact of the longevity of an actual baseball player's career and said no longer are the 10-year deals going to get done. Maybe the 3, maybe the 5, but the 10-year deals are falling by the wayside fast and furious.
Yep, no, I agree. You're not going to get that Pujols-type deal that he got with the Angels.
He ruined it for everybody.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. He ruined it for everybody. Tim, good stuff. We'll chat again soon, buddy.
Yeah, you got it, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Post Game Show, also Hot Stove Weekly on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Don't forget, Wednesday Night Live back at the Bud Pavilion starting in June. Put it on your calendar. Wednesday Night Live will be back again at the Bud Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Cannot wait. This portion of it brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Singing through these power lines, and I'm running on time and feeling all right. Skipping over the currents in the air.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Chime in. Let's get back to the phone calls. Talk to Ken listening to us in Rochester, Minnesota. Ken, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Hey, I came down for the game this weekend. Grew up in Wentz Bay, grew up at the Mecca, and met a bunch of buddies and went to the game. I totally understand why they sent people and the rest. I was just kind of bummed. I told my wife the Monday before, I said, I'm nervous about the back-to-back that he won't play on Saturday. And then when they sat Middleton Friday night, I said, they're going to sit Giannis tomorrow. And sure enough, it happened. I'm just bummed. And like you said, disappointed on the away game, but game.
I get it. I appreciate the phone call. And thanks for listening in Rochester, Minnesota. Like I said, I know people are bummed. They're disappointed. I know there's a method to the madness. But if I'm Coach Budenholzer, as much as I do, you want to care. I mean, it's a business. You want to care about your fan base. But your fan base will pay massive amounts of money if you're in an Eastern Conference Finals. Your fan base will go bananas if you end up with the best record in the NBA. Your fan base will go crazy and support you if you end up as a number one seed. That's where your responsibility lies. And I know it, especially if you bring kids and you're saying, hey, we're going to see Giannis tonight. Well, you should just say, hey, we're going to see the Bucks tonight. I've said that for a long time, that what happens if Giannis goes down? Suddenly nobody's going to go to the games anymore? Let's just say he goes down for a 10-game stretch. All of a sudden, attendance going way, way, way down. I mean, it'll take a dip, no doubt. But I think there's a lot of exciting basketball here. I mean, like I said, I was curious to watch and see if Chris Middleton was going to all of a sudden take over a game. To see how these guys were going to mesh with new players and new faces. And defensively speaking, if they were going to get a little bit tighter at that end of the court. There was things that I was looking for that just didn't happen. Unfortunately. 855-830-8648. Hey, we are heading out to spring training and can't wait. And it's compliments of some of our great sponsors. Brumar Productions. Hey, listen up. Coming this Thursday to Grays Lake, Illinois, Eagle Mania, the world's greatest Eagles tribute band. They are going to be there at the Fuel Room coming up this Thursday night. Tickets are on sale, still some available at FuelRoom.com. Same thing in Sheboygan on Friday, Valentine's weekend at the Weill Center in Sheboygan. Go to WeillCenter.com for tickets, and also Saturday, February 16th. Then in Wausau this Saturday night at the Grand Theater. Go to GrandTheater.org. That is GrandTheater.org. Also, thanks to our friends at Robert Hack Diamonds, Brett and the staff, Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton in Milwaukee and Port Washington and Green Tree Roads. They're paying the most cash for your gold right now. Go to Robert Hack, H-A-A-C-K, Robert Hack Diamonds. .com. Let's get back to the phone calls. Well, let's do this after the top of the hour, because I want to get to Ken in West Bend, but then again, we're running a little bit late. So let's do this. We'll get back into this coming up here shortly. We're going to hear from Ryan Braun from the On Deck event. A familiar face that never was that familiar, but he's coming back. We'll tell you what we're talking about. And coming up in about 30 minutes, Steve Novak, the Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. We'll talk more about Giannis sitting out on Saturday night. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. That's coming up next.
Wide. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.